Yeah, and just make sure you see it's moving.
All right. I call this meeting to order at 11:02 a.m. So firstly, we want to do our land acknowledgement. We would like to recognize that while we gather at the California State University East Bay, located in Hayward, California, we are gathered on the ethno-historic tribal territory of the intermarried Halkeen, Yurigan, Chochenyo, Ohlone-speaking tribal group, who are the direct ancestors of some of the lineages enrolled in the Muwekma Ohlone tribe of the San Francisco Bay Area, and who were missionized into the missions San Francisco, Santa Clara, and San Jose. It is important that we not only recognize the history of the land, Halkeen Yurigan, on which we gather to learn and participate, but also recognize that the first people of this region, the Muwekma Ohlone people, are alive and thriving members of the Hayward and broader Bay Area communities today. It is of great importance to acknowledge the significance of the Jose Juarez, beautiful land to the indigenous Muwekma Ohlone people of this region. We ask everyone who attends or visits Cal State East Bay in Hayward to be respectful of the Aboriginal lands of the Muwekma Ohlone people and, consistent with their principles of community and diversity, strive to be good stewards on behalf of the Muwekma Ohlone tribe on whose land you are their guests. Next, we move on to roll call.
So Casey Pangalina?
Here.
Matthias Dempsey here. Harshvardhan Lakash Patel?
Here.
Yashika Abad.
Here.
And John Christian Texan.
Here.
Martin Castillo.
Here.
And then from Advisory Council, James Girl.
Here.
And Eric Laredo.
Present.
Sure. Now we will be moving into the agenda. So do I have
a motion? Hey, Yashika.
I, Yashika, would move to approve the agenda.
Any seconds? Harsh.
I, Harsh Raden.
Second.
The motion has been passed. Next, we move on to action item approval of the minutes of August 8, 2025. Do I have a motion?
Yashika Vod moved to approve the minutes of August 8, 2025.
Do we have a second? Sorry?
I thought it was MC second.
All right, the motion has been passed. Next, we move on to public comment. Public comment is intended as a time for any member of the public to address the committee on any issues affecting ASI and or the California State University East Bay. Do we have any public comments? Seeing as there are none, we'll move on to unfinished items. We don't have any unfinished items, so we will be moving on into new business items. All right. A, informational item, executive officer training and office hours. So we have discussed in a previous unofficial meeting when we would be setting our office hours. What we stated was that we were going to be doing our executive officer training sessions in at least 2 hours every single week. And it's going to be on June 2nd, June 10th, June 15th, and so on. And then also, as for our office hours, we are going to be maintaining.
That's okay.
We're going to be maintaining 4 hours per week throughout the summer term, which is on Mondays from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. and Wednesdays from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. And then I'll discuss.
Discussion. Okay. And then for the this is Matthias speaking. For the we'll also be I don't know if you guys got the email last night, I sent another email. I have 5 additional hours that I'm gonna be trying to coordinate for me to be in the office at the same time as you guys. So I think on June 15th, that was from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Mm-hmm. On June 24th, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. And then on June 30th, 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. So those will be 5 additional hours where I plan on being in the office with you guys.
Perfect. Thank you, Matthias. Anyone else? As we move on to informational item B. No? All right. So informational item B, Board of Directors Summer Training. So we have discussed our summer training for our overall board of directors coming into July. Matthias has made a whole document that is linked over there. Let's go through it real quick. Basically, it has what we are going to be talking about each day, as well as the kind of framework, and if there's homework, there's going to be homework throughout this as well, so that they can have some more active learning as opposed to just listening to us speak, because I know that's not always as interactive as just passive learning. We also have the times in that document when we are going to be training the board members. All of the presentations are still in progress, but as for the content of each presentation, it's already completed. All right. And then board members are also expected to complete 4 hours of hybrid/remote trainings, and that includes the homework that we've assigned, any other activities that they may need to do in order to fully integrate into their roles, and as well as our Zoom sessions that we have finalized and will be scheduled. And then our ASI board retreat is also scheduled from August 10th to 12th, 2026. Then I open the floor to any discussion. No? All right. Yes.
I just wanted to ask, this is XCOM training, I see. However, I think we should add a training session for like Gloria Romero and just how board meetings work, since we do have new members.
Yeah.
Is it included? I was just wondering.
I believe Robert's Rule of Orders is part of the training schedule.
Okay.
If Matthias, you would like to add.
I think it's a good idea to have like a mock meeting,
yeah,
similar to what we do with the whole board, just for training purposes.
Yeah. Sounds great. Thank you. All right, moving on to informational item C, summer orientation. We have been in full swing for summer orientation already. Thank you for everyone who has been participating. It's been great help. We have our presentation. We're going to be making some edits as to the kind of timeline, trying to condense those slides. We also have our signups for welcome presentation and our resource fair. Alongside that, everything is kind of finalized at this point as well. So. All right, moving on to special reports. Are there any special reports? None. All right, so roundtable remarks. Any roundtable remarks? James?
So this is James speaking. I just wanted to officially, as the first executive committee meeting with our new executive board, I know we've already been working behind the scenes, but congratulations again and your first meeting, and definitely looking forward to the summer and year ahead. I know we have big, ambitious goals and ideas, and looking forward to supporting y'all on all the initiatives coming forward.
Thank you. Any other roundtable remarks? No? All right, so we can move on to adjournment. I adjourned this meeting at 11:12.
Oh, thank you.
Just press the same button. The red one?
Yeah.